Becky Gould, and I will be chairing the Development Review Board today. We will begin the December 8th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We are conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderator, Jay Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversation is part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to this meeting. At this time, I'd like the DRB members to introduce themselves, beginning with Water Authority.
Blaine Carter for the Water Authority.
Morning, Robert Webb, Code Enforcement.
Good morning, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation.
And as I said, I'm Maggie Gould with Planning. So our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to first accommodate a virtual remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom and to allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for some approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Do we have a second?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, and I approve. So a note for applicants, those DRB members who approve your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. J. Rodenbeck will be routing these documents through the DRB members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. This is the quickest path to get signatures completed, and the applicants will receive an emailed copy of their signed document. If you are approved with delegation, you will need to complete the delegation items with the appropriate DRB member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get your electronic signatures. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Angela, will you please alert us to any changes in the agenda?
Yes, for item number 3, PR 2021-5864, application SD 2021-212 for preliminary plat, the agent has requested a deferral to December 15th.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to defer item number 3 to the meeting of December 15th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Do we have a second?
Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
For Web Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Maggie Gould with Planning, I approve. So item 3 will be deferred to the meeting of December 15th.
For item number 9, PR 2019-2663, application SD 2020-193 for preliminary and final plat, and application VA 2020-377 for waiver to IDO, the agent has requested a deferral to March 9th.
Do we have a motion to defer item number 9 to the meeting of March 9th, 2022?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Second.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. So we will defer item number 9 to the meeting of March 9th, 2022. Ms. Gomez?
And the last item I have this morning is for item number 11 for PR 2020-4748, application SD 2021-152 for preliminary and final plat. The agent has requested a deferral to December 15th.
Excellent. And do we have a motion to defer item number 11 to the meeting of December 15th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Jill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Chris Tarmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gold for Planning, I approve. So we will defer item number 11 to the meeting of December 15th. And that concludes our agenda changes.
That's all I have this morning.
Excellent, thank you. Now that we've set the agenda for today, we will ask any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you are on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature. If you are on video, you can literally raise your hand. If you are on audio, please press *9. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the meeting. If there are any technical issues, I will end the meeting and the DRB will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and same phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The Development Review Board was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for these decisions. In 2017, the IDO, our Integrated Development Ordinance, was adopted and increased the scope of site plans being reviewed by the DRB and thus increased the due process requirements. The DRB staff applied the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I would like our staff to introduce themselves and I will swear them in one at a time. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck, who is our senior planner. Jay, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, yes I do.
Shahab Biazar is our city engineer. Mr. Biazar, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar, I do.
Thank you. And Nicole Sanchez is the legal counsel to the DRB. We will begin now with item number one. PR 2021-006237, SI 2021-01915, a site plan amendment, Modulus Architects and Land Use Planning, agent for Sun Center Partners LLC, for a tract of land located at 7700 Jefferson Street Northeast between San Francisco and Jefferson. And I see, Ms. Williamson, is there anyone else from your team here?
Ms. Gold, no, there is not.
Okay. If I can get your name and address for the record, please.
Angela Williamson, principal with Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and present your case, please.
Great, thank you. Would I be appropriate to share my screen for a few moments?
Yes.
Okay, great. So our submittal today, let's see. It's stating that the host has disabled participant screen share.
If you give me just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, try it again now.
Thank you. This request today is very straightforward in principle, although it probably seemed a little bit confusing in my application. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So again, Modulus Architects represents Sun Center Partners in this request for a major amendment and what we're understanding is a DRB waiver to the controlling site development plan to remove 2.9 acres a parking lot, which contains 314 parking spaces from the overall campus master plan. In April of 2002, the DRB approved a campus site plan, project number 100389, for tract 3A, 1A, 1B, Journal Center subdivision for 5.2 acres, tract 2A, 2B3, Journal Center subdivision for 2.9 acres, which is the subject site, and tract 4AA-3B for 1.3 acres. This project did develop as intended, but the subject site parking has been definitely underutilized, and I will demonstrate that. Okay. This was the master plan that was approved in 2002. This is the office building that's part of the campus master plan, as is this here. This is a parking structure. This parking lot here, which is not even part of the campus, was required to meet the parking requirement at that time, which was extremely excessive. Here's an aerial image. It actually looks like it's part of, this is the Marriott. This is that parking lot that is what we, because my office is in this building here. This is the campus master plan. This is that overflow parking that was required at that time. It contains 314 parking spaces, but this is a five-story parking structure here that more than adequately satisfies the parking requirement for the tenants of this building. In fact, this parking structure is half empty most of the time. At the time that this project in 2002 was approved, the DRB or the City of Albuquerque required a total of 994 parking spaces. Since that time, that parking lot has remained largely unused. And so we are attempting to remove that from the master plan and using the justification that the four-story building and the six-story office building, minus the 314 parking spaces that would be removed with this request, still would provide for 680 parking spaces. Currently, the code would require, with the deduction that we're taking as allowed by the IDO, because we are in an employment center in a designated area of change, we could reduce the required parking by 169, which would make the new requirement 675. So even with removing 314 spaces, we still are parked at 680 spaces. So we are well over, but we are over what would be required by city code, and definitely do not need the 994 spaces that were required back in 2002. And so the request is simply to just remove that parking field from this request so that it can be used for future development at some time. And that concludes it. Like I said, this is a very straightforward request. I stand for any questions at this time.
Thank you. This is Maggie Gould. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak on this request? Please raise your hand or unmute yourself. I do not see anybody. Let's go to board comments then, please. Water Authority.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections to removing this parcel from the prior site plan. The project is within our service area. There's no pro rata owed. The site has an existing irrigation service, and there are public mains adjacent to the property for connection to public water, public sewer, and public non-potable service as desired with future projects. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement. Just had a few development comments and then a few questions regarding the reduction. So future development for subject site would need to meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Processes or 64Y amendments of approvals or 64Z amendments of pre-IDO approvals. Unchanged existing property would need to meet the standards of the Journal Center development plan, including but not limited to parking and landscaping, and where silent, the standards of the IDO and DPM would apply. Parking reduction request would be per the Journal Center development plan. Clarification of the parking calculations, which I believe you had just answered, for the unchanged existing office building properties, not including the exiting portion. Didn't know if there was a shared parking agreement that would need to be modified or if there's different owners or tenants that are using the exiting parking lot as for the office, but you had already mentioned who was using and who was responsible for that parking lot. The reduction request would require a waiver, but the request is consistent with the Employment Center reduction of the IDO. And has the Journal Center Committee commented or given approval on either of the requests?
Mr. Webb, this is Angela Williamson with Modulus Architects. So our client did reach out to the Journal Center LLC briefly about our plan. There was no real discussion about moving forward. However, when I pulled the Journal Center standards, The Journal Center standards state that approval must be obtained prior to construction. And so since at this time we aren't proposing any construction, my Modulus Architects is not doing any plan for development, although I think that is a plan in the future. We aren't working on any plan. Our task was just to get the city to agree that that parking was not needed and could be removed from the master plan. But since there's no construction being proposed, we have not made any sort of application yet to the Journal Center Architectural Control Board.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation, please.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no comments or objection to the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Darmijo, Hydrology. To be honest, I for the longest time, I thought that parking lot belonged to the Marriott. So looking at this, Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Transportation, please.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection to the proposed action and defers to code enforcement on parking calcs, as well as any possible modifications or agreement to avoid any parking, existing parking agreement. So just to keep in mind for future development to make sure any parking requirements are met per the IDO and DPM.
Okay, thank you. And I think for planning comments, give me just one moment here. So planning has no objection to this request. And we basically have gone through the applicant's request. But based on the fact that the parking calculations come from the Journal Center master plan rather than the IDO, this request would actually be a waiver from the DRB. The DRB is responsible for parking standards. So that waiver request can be added to this application, and we can address that on the 15th. And the other question that we had was regarding reaching out to the Journal Center Architectural Review Board, which the applicant has already answered. So are there any questions for the board, Ms. Williamson?
Ms. Bold, Angela Williamson with Modulus Architects. Just a quick question. You and I did speak about this being a waiver rather than, or in addition to a major amendment to a site plan. I'm assuming then we're gonna hear this again on the 15th. Is there something that you need from me to convert this to a waiver request? Or is it just need to be heard, or do I need to make any additional notifications?
So this is Maggie Gould. So what we'll need from you is the waiver application filled out. The notice requirements for the waiver are less than the notice requirements for the site plan. And the site plan notice did discuss the reduction in parking. So it's basically taking your request and clarifying how the DRB is going to handle it, but the request itself is unchanged. So you will not, no additional notice is required.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Gold.
Okay, all right, thank you. So do we have a motion to defer this item to the meeting of December 15th to address the waiver?
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Okay, please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
For Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Termingo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. We will defer that item to December 15th, and we will see Ms. Williamson next week.
Thank you.